It's being claimed that beef producers can realise between 50 and 55 euro extra per head selling price for their animals by installing slatted rubber. In these exceptionally challenging times, of course, for the beef sector, the prospect of an increase in value of 50 euro to 55 euro per head for your animal is well worth investigating. Mr. Seamus O'Callaghan of Durapac Agri Limited has more now on this particular measure, which will get you the extra 55 you were talking about.
We supply Dairy Gold with slatted rubber, and we also supply a number of other people, like we have a number of merchants, co-ops, milk and machine agents, yard scraper people that distribute slatted rubber as well. And a trial conducted in Grange in 2006 and repeated in 2007 we've come out on top in that particular trial, and animals between the additional weight gain and the increase in carcass conformation will deliver 50 to 55 euros extra to the farmer.
Durapac has been on the market now for quite a while, and there are a lot of satisfied customers out there.
Well, I suppose Durapac products have been available for almost 20 years through various merchants and co-ops, and through Dairy Gold branches in particular. The actual slatted rubber product that you were talking about, John, is on the market for the last 4 years.
Can Durapac be installed by farmers themselves?
Well, it can actually be installed by individual farmers themselves. I suppose in practice about 50% of farmers go into Dairy Gold and other co-ops, purchase Durapac slatted rubber and install it themselves. The other 50% would look for the assistance of some specialised installers, which we have about 90 of throughout the country.
Is it a fairly durable, long-life product with handy enough maintenance, wash-it-off type of thing? Is it as simple as that?
Well, the lifetime, we're not exactly sure how long the product will last, whether to last 10 years or 12 years or 15 years, because it has only been on the market for 4 years. Product that has been on the market for the last 4 years is working well. The maintenance side of it is there's very little maintenance once you install the product, because it's basically, just to give you an idea about the product, it's a three-piece slatted rubber, and there are two parallel rows of wedges which are inserted into the gaps in the slats. So it's a very, very secure installation. It's unique from that point of view, in that it's wedged in two parallel rows, and it's very, very secure. So it doesn't require a lot of maintenance. Sometimes the apron sheets at the front or the back of a pin may actually need reinstalling if they're not very secure initially. And I would urge farmers to, if they see a piece up, to obviously reinstall it by using screws, washers and plugs to do so. In terms of wash, you know, at the end of the season, yes, farmers should wash the slatted rubber using power hose or whatever. Ideally do it after the animals go out, because if we leave it for a couple of months, it gets very hard, feces and urine get hard on the actual slatted rubber, and you have to use a lot of additional energy to get rid of it. So if it was washed straight after the animals go out, it's a better job. I would urge people to keep the slat, or to keep the power hose back from the actual rubber, maybe 6 or 7 inches at least, as otherwise you could do damage to it.
Now, as regards the surface, what kind of surface would you have to lay this on? Are there any particular requirements, apart from the usual assumption that you have a fairly smoothish surface?
No particular, like the material can be installed on old slats and new slats. In actual fact, in the trial in Grange, when they conducted a beef bull trial in 2007 in Grange, they installed, they put animals, beef bulls, on old slats, new slats, old slats plus the Durapac mat, and new slats plus the Durapac mat. The first thing they found was that old slats perform slightly better than the new slats because of the burn effect on new slats. But most importantly, they got about 12% additional daily live weight gain by installing Durapack slatted rubber on all slats, and they got about 14% additional daily live weight gain by installing new slats.
And I suppose they've been able to measure the reaction of the animals, of the beef animals, by seeing strong indications that the welfare of the animal, the comfort of the animal, is accelerated a great deal. It's greatly enhanced the actual animal welfare issue, which people forget about. But we all know with mastitis and animal welfare that the happy animal is very often, in fact, almost inevitably, the more productive animal in the end.
Yeah, I suppose that's the main reason for install. Like, concrete is very, very hard on animals, and they, after a long period indoors, they tend to get very stiff and lame. When you install Durapack slatted rubber, certainly with beef animals, and this again is, I suppose, back to the trial in Grange, you know, the one they conducted in 06, repeated in 07, Durapack produced 14 kilos extra carcass weight over and above bare concrete slats. And that benefit happened or arose mainly because of a reduction in knee and hock damage, a reduction in lameness, and overall a reduction in stress. The animals were way less stressed, so they performed an awful lot better.
Can people view the slatted rubber in operation?
Well, I suppose the best place is the website. We have a temporary website. Our website is being updated at the moment. But we have a temporary website where they can actually see a slideshow on the slatted rubber. If they want to look at that, it's on www.durapackagri.ie. They could see it on the website, number one. We have literatures, leaflets, brochures. It's advertised in the Farmers' Journal. We have a stand at the National Ploughing Championships where they could actually view the product. And if farmers wanted to contact us or contact any of the Dairy Gold branches, they could actually, we can give them references and farmers' names and addresses and phone numbers where the actual product is installed. Now, if they wanted to contact us directly, our telephone number is 021-487-5511, or like I said, any of the Dairy Gold branches.
Well, I've looked at your website there, crystal clear, the product and the handling. Give yourself a ring, get a list of the farmers who've installed it in recent years, see if one is near you, see if you can arrange to visit the farm, or alternatively pop into Dairy Gold, and a lot of practical questions can be answered by any of the staff of the various Dairy Gold co-op branches. What type of financial investment are we talking about to achieve this €50 to €55 extra per head? We mustn't lose sight of that for beef animals. People are a bit slow to shell out money with the future of credit lines so uncertain.
Well, farmers generally, they house animals in pens, normally 8, 9, 10 cattle per pen. And if you were to rubberize 25 to 27 square meters to cost the farmer about €1,200 to put Durapack slatted rubber in a pen, and he could expect to get about €550 back in the first year and in the second year and so on. So the costs on the one hand at about $1,200 for a pen of 10 cattle. The return, if you just do it for one pen, at $550 per annum of a return, in 5 years, a farmer would have $2,750 back, which is net extra to him is about €1,550, which is about 25-26% of a return on his money.
So your expenditure would be covered fairly quickly.
I would like to emphasise that is actually based on the Chagas Grange trial work, and I would also like to, I suppose, state that that's with Durapack slatted rubber. There are other slatted rubbers on the market. Durapack returned 14 kilos extra carcass weight. Matt B and Matt C, which were two other well-known products, returned 3 and 9 kilos extra carcass weight respectively. There was also outwintering pads, and there was 13 kilos extra carcass weight for the outwintering pads. But the point I'm trying to make is that with the Durapax ladder rubber, if you take the Grange trials and superimpose the money, you should end up with a return of about 25-26% on your initial investment.
Seamus, is there any particular reason why beef enterprises should seriously consider investing in the Slatter rubber this year and at this time?
Well, I suppose, John, what I'd be saying is that, you know, this doesn't replace good management and good husbandry practices. You know, farmers obviously will benefit if they do the job well in terms of grassland management, in terms of paddocks, you know, fertilizer, etc., etc. But if you take a farmer currently that has fairly tight margins, and if he's looking forward for the next 4 or 5 years, if he was to install Durapax slatted rubber, it would bring additional returns and additional benefits to him. So that's why I'd be urging people to actually consider it.
Speaking to Mr. Seamus O'Callaghan of Durapax Agri Limited, have you any phone number or web contacts for listeners wishing to know more about your slatted rubber products and more about Durapax Agri Limited?
Yeah, well, our telephone number is 021-487-5511. Our email address is info@durapacagri.ie. That's info@durapac, durapacagri.ie. If people and a large number of your listeners, I would imagine, will go to the National Plowing Championships, and we will have a stand at the National Plowing Championships. I don't have the actual stand number at the moment, but if they look up the Farmers Journal next week, the stand number and the row number will actually be on the actual Farmers Journal ad.
That's grand. Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Seamus O'Callaghan of Durapax Agri Limited, for speaking to our beef enterprise owners on the Dairy Gold Farm Talk programme. Thank you, Seamus.
Thank you, John.